Welcome to Negotiation with Alice, your negotiation podcast. Everything that you do where you need to get on the same page with someone else is a negotiation. So whether you have to negotiate a contract with someone, or you simply need your boss to sign off on that program that you'd like to implement, or you want to figure out how to rebalance the chore structure in your home, or talk about what vacation you want to go on. All of these things are negotiations. So in my podcast, we go over both personal and professional conversations, which all are considered negotiation, and I will give you tips on how to come out ahead. Welcome everyone to another episode of Negotiation with Alice. I'm excited to have Irina Pichko here with me today. Irina, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. My name is Irina, and I'm a CPA. And what I do is I try to make sure the government gets the least amount of your money in terms of paying taxes to the government. And I try to get you the most deductions possible to lower your taxable income. And so you're happy when you get your tax return.
Thanks so much. And I think today you've got a business negotiation that you have a question about.
Yes, this is a question that's been quite a hot topic recently because of the inflation and the prices increases. We are all in the same bucket where we have to pay our employees a higher, you know, salary, and then also pay higher bills, and we have to survive, and that's why we have to increase our bills to our customers. And a lot of times people are not happy when they receive a bill that is substantially higher to last year because of those price increases, and complain that, you know, why am I getting a higher bill if the work is the same as last year? So that's quite a hard one to address, because you want to keep your relationship and make your client happy. So Alice, if you can advise me on what exactly we should, you know, as business owners have to be using in our phrases to make it a little less challenging and more warm, and, you know, try to make our customers happy.
Absolutely. And I understand that this is a difficult conversation that many business owners have to face. So I'm happy to help you with that. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Do you raise your rates on an annual basis currently?
We normally didn't do that before, you know, the inflation. We were trying to keep it the same or like close to the same. But with the recent inflation rate that we all seen when we go do shopping in a store, we had to increase that. And that was the year one where we had that problem.
So I think the most efficient way to get people to accept something is to at least set their expectations properly. And when people get upset, it's typically because what is happening is not meeting their expectation. So I think if you can alert people as far enough in advance as possible that, by the way, we are going to have a rate increase due to inflation, and you can give them even a 6-month window that they'll get used to this idea, that gives them time to determine whether they're okay with it, or they want to call you up and discuss this, or they maybe want to go shopping around and see if there's anyone who is cheaper. But to not have them have the expectation and suddenly they're getting a bill, it's the one of the reasons why people do get upset, is because they weren't expecting it. So if you're able to negotiate this by setting their expectations earlier, you will have a smoother communication with them regarding rate increases.
Thanks for listening to Negotiation with Alice. I want to remind you to visit ShakinaNegotiationAcademy.com. There, you will have access to multiple classes and lectures covering all aspects of negotiations. Professionals will find negotiation tips focused on closing customers. Also, there are personal growth strategies for negotiating milestones such as raises and navigating difficult topics in relationships. We look forward to seeing you on ShakinaNegotiationAcademy.com.
I I think it's a great idea for the upcoming busy season when we send our engagement letters, and we can include that phrase about the rate increase, if any, and that should help. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And Irina, how can people get in touch with you if you would like, they would like to work with you?
I work for a company, Senior Lewalk, so they can contact me via my email. It's ipichko@seniorlewalk.com, or if you can simply Google Senior Lewalk and look for my last name on the website, that would bring you to my page as well.
Great. Can you spell your last name for our listeners?
Yes, it's P as in Peter, I-C-H-K-O. So it would be ipichko@seniorlewalk.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Irina. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to today's negotiation with Alice. If you enjoyed our podcast episode, please hit like or subscribe. If you enjoyed my podcast, Negotiation with Alice, and are interested in working with me to level up your negotiation, communication, and persuasion skills, please check out ShekinahNegotiationAcademy.com. That's Shekina, spelled ShikinaNegotiationAcademy.com. See you on the next podcast.